AI narrated audio generated from Sharemaestro market research. Full article. FMX closes 0.9% below its 52-week high as a 25-week trend signal outpaces Brewer peers. Fomento Economico Mexicano added 5.3% for the week on 1.4x average volume, keeping its consumer defensive momentum intact, while valuation distance and near-high positioning raise the bar for confirmation. Research brief. Fomento Economico Mexicano finished the week ended 12 June at $129.40, up 5.3% and just 0.9% below its 52-week high of $130.60. The trend signal remains active for a 25th week, with 12-week performance of 29.6%, well ahead of the U.S. Consumer Defensive Average and the Beverages Brewers Group. Volume improved to 3.3 million shares, 1.4x the 13-week average, but market dynamics shows no fresh buy signal, and price sits 34.7% above fair value. Key points. 1. FMX rose 5.3% on the week to $129.40, placing it at 97.8% of its 52-week range and 0.9% below the yearly high. 2. The trend signal is active for 25 consecutive weeks, with price 19.6% above the $108.20 trend line. 3. Momentum remains broad across timeframes, 6.6% over 4 weeks, 29.6% over 12 weeks, and 33.5% over 52 weeks. 4. Volume reached 3.3 million shares, equal to 1.4x the 13-week average and 1.2x the 52-week average, supportive but not decisive. 5. The main tension is valuation and extension. FMX trades 34.7% above fair value, while market dynamics is positive, but carries no fresh buy reading. Weekly move keeps FMX near the top of its range. Fomento Economico Mexicano, the Monterrey-based Coca-Cola bottler, ended the latest completed week at $129.40, up 5.3%. That close leaves the NYSE-listed ADR only 0.9% below its 52-week high of $130.60, and at 97.8% of its yearly range, a strong position for a consumer defensive name with a $41.8 billion market value. The move adds to a sustained advance rather than a one-week reversal. FMX is up 6.6% over 4 weeks, 29.6% over 12 weeks, 30.4% over 26 weeks, and 33.5% over the past year. The latest setup is classed as leadership continuation, backed by a composite score of 82, and a trend signal that has stayed active for 25 weeks. Consumer defensive context favors FMX's relative profile. The broader U.S. consumer defensive sector also had a positive week, averaging a 3.3% gain. But FMX's 5.3% return was stronger than the sector average. Its quarterly move is more distinctive. The sector's average 12-week gain was 6.0%, while FMX delivered 29.6%. Within the 235-stock consumer defensive peer set, FMX ranks around the 71st percentile on weekly relative performance. Industry context is firmer still. In U.S. beverages, brewers, the group averaged a 5.5% weekly gain, a 4.1% 4-week gain, and a 14.2% 12-week gain. FMX slightly trailed the industry's weekly average, but ranked first on 4-week performance and second on 12-week performance, with all three main signal pillars active: trend signal, market dynamics, and relative strength. Signal state is constructive, but confirmation is not overwhelming. The price structure remains clean. FMX is 19.6% above its $108.20 trend line, keeping the weekly regime constructive, and the trend signal has been active in 32 of the past 52 weeks, equal to 61.5% trend breadth. Market dynamics is positive at 1.16 and has improved 35.2% over 4 weeks, while relative strength stands at 17.69 after a 65.0% 4-week rise. Volume improved, but it stops short of emphatic confirmation. The latest week's 3.3 million shares were above the 13-week average of 2.3 million and the 52-week average of 2.7 million, translating to 1.4x and 1.2x respectively. That supports the advance, but the next test is whether participation can clear the 1.5x area if price attempts to move through the 52-week high. Risk is more about extension than deterioration. There is no dominant top-level risk cluster in the current reading, but the stock is no longer cheap against its own model. FMX trades 34.7% above fair value of $96.03, creating a valuation gap that matters more as price presses the top of the yearly range. The current expectation remains positive, with a 56.53% probability reading. Though market dynamics does not show a fresh buy signal, risk behavior is moderate rather than alarming. 13-week volatility is 3.3%, below the 52-week figure of 3.6%. Over the past year, FMX has logged 28 upside weeks and 24 downside weeks, with average gains of 3.3% versus average losses of 2.6%. That balance favors trend persistence, but a near high close with only 1.4x volume leaves room for exhaustion if follow-through fades. What to watch next? The immediate market test is whether FMX can clear $130.60 with stronger volume confirmation, or whether the near high close becomes a pause after a 29.6% 12-week run. The $108.20 trend line remains the key weekly regime level, while fair value at $96.03 frames how much premium demand is already embedded in the price. For sector comparison, watch whether FMX continues to outrun the broader consumer defensive group, where trend breadth is 49.0% and positive relative strength breadth is only 31.0%. In the Brewer Group, breadth is mixed at 44.4% for trend signal and market dynamics and 33.3% for relative strength, which makes FMX's active signal stack useful evidence, but also raises expectations for continued peer separation. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.